Well, good evening and welcome to our online Christmas Eve candlelight service. We really wish that you were with us in person, but we are grateful that you are here online this Christmas Eve. Our call to worship, let's read it responsibly. Friends, families, and neighbors, do you love the light of the bright sun on your face? Source of energy and warmth for the world. We love the light of the bright sun. Do you love the coolness of the dark night, sparkling with stars and the source of rest for the world? We love the coolness of the dark night. Come and worship God, who created the warmth of the day and the coolness of the night. God created the light and the darkness, and we need them both to survive. Come and see the bright light who has been born in the deepest darkness. On the brightest day and the darkest night, we are ready to worship. Let us pray. God, we have come together to celebrate the birth of your child, Jesus. You sent Jesus to be born in Bethlehem on a dark night full of bright stars. Jesus came so we might know the love, grace and mercy of you, God. And whether we find ourselves in the coolness of night or the warmth of day, we thank you for the gift of Christmas. Amen. Our service this morning will have different aspects as we go, each one centered around one of the candles that we will light together. We will also, in our in-person service, interspace that with carols. And at this moment, we would be singing, O Come All Ye Faithful. So I invite you to go to the playlist, and it will be there for you to sing along. And then come back to join us. Hope. When we are sad, by day or by night, the hope of Christ may be found. We watch and we wait to see the hope of heaven making a place here on earth. We light the candle of hope because hope has come to us. Together, we watch and wait, for soon the Christ child will be born. Our scripture is found in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, and then verse 6 and 7, and I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests on his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. And we will sing together, Good Christians All Rejoice, and I invite you to do that now. Peace. When we worry because people are fighting or groups can't cooperate with each other, the peace of Christ may be found. We welcome the peace of Christ, present among us and available to all. We light the candle of peace because peace has come to us. Together, we watch and wait for soon the Christ child will be born. Our second scripture reading is found in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. And again, I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in a band of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us sing together, Angels We Have Heard on High, a wonderful carol of Christmas. Gloria in excelsis Deo, God's peace. Who was at peace on Christmas Eve so long ago? Who is at peace today? Christmas Eve reminds us Jesus came to bring us peace upon the earth. Let us share the peace of Christ with one another, demonstrating peace on earth and goodwill to all. May the peace of Christ be with you. Joy. The next candle of Advent. Whether we find ourselves in the dark, cozy realm of nighttime or the blazing brightness of day, God's good message of joy has come to us to cheer our hearts. We light the candle of joy because joy has come to us. And our scripture for joy comes from Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 8, a continuation from where we left off. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. Of course, appropriately, we would sing at this point, Joy to the World, and I invite you to do the same from our playlist. Love, the candle of love. Love, the mightiest force in all the world, was also gentle enough to inhabit a tiny baby. And Jesus shows us how to love each other. And so we light the candle of love because love has come to us. We watch and wait, for soon the Christ child will be born. And our scripture here is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, starting at verse 1. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the Bible, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Let us sing together the first Noel again in your playlist. And finally, we come to the most important candle of them all, the Christ candle. For Jesus Christ is the reason to the season, isn't he? And he's the reason for Christmas. And so on this long, dark night of the birth of Jesus, we have watched and waited for a sign of the joy to come. We have lit the candles of hope and peace and joy and love in anticipation of the birth of Jesus. The good news is here. The child has come. A child has been born for us. A son has been given to us. He is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And we light the final candle because the light of the world has come to dwell among us. Behold, Christ is born. Hallelujah. Christ is born. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, come to earth that we celebrate on this night. Thank you. Thank you for all that Jesus represents to us, for the hope and the peace and the joy and the love, and most of all, salvation. What a great, great gift it is to be able to celebrate all of that on this Christmas. Come into our hearts, Lord Jesus. Move into our neighborhood. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Merry Christmas to all of you, and I pray that you will have a blessed time as we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.